Stop 2, Vernal Pool. You may want to cross to the opposite side of the boardwalk to be closer to the water. The boardwalk enables us to walk above a special type of wetland called a vernal pool. Listen carefully. Can you hear water running? Probably not. Since vernal pools have no inlets or outlets, you won't hear the sound of flowing water. Significant water is found here only from early spring until sometime in the summer, hence the name vernal, appearing in spring. During really wet summers, the pool may stay filled longer. During rainy autumns, the pool sometimes temporarily fills again. And since the pool dries up for part of each year, fish cannot survive here. Why does the vernal pool fill in this exact location each year? Because the topography or shape of the land is a depression-like shallow bowl in the earth. Can you figure out where the water comes from that fills this pool? If you were standing here or on the hillside across from us on a warm day in spring, you might hear the sounds of dripping snow or a spring shower and the trickling of snowmelt and runoff as it fills the pool. Vernal pools are common in the floodplains of the Connecticut River, where they may form as a combination of spring snowmelt and spring flooding. The amount of water will vary from one year to the next, depending on weather conditions. This can be a noisy place in early spring. Visitors sometimes hear this racket as far away as the parking lot. Are they ducks? No, these are the seasonal calls of wood frogs, golden brown frogs with dark markings like a mask across the eyes. In early spring, hundreds of these small frogs congregate to breed and lay their eggs here. Adult wood frogs spend only a few days in the vernal pool and then head back to the woods, leaving their eggs to mature without protection. In the nutrient-rich water, free from fish predators, wood frog tadpoles quickly grow into adults and soon leave the water to live on land, hopefully before the pool dries up. Some people see vernal pools as nuisance wet areas in the springtime. However, wood frogs, along with spotted salamanders and fairy shrimp, would not exist without these pools for breeding. Some amphibians and invertebrates that are capable of breeding in other wetlands may also breed in the vernal pool. Spring peepers. Thumbnail-sized tree frogs may come to this pool to breed. Like wood frogs, they return to the woods and leave their tadpoles to mature quickly into adults and move on to land. Occasionally, you may hear the resonant jug-a-rum sound of the bullfrog, or the call of a green frog, sometimes compared to the twang of a banjo string. Their tadpoles may share the vernal pool with the other frogs, but they mature much more slowly and need deeper water, so they will swim to the adjacent fire pond as they grow. Now, let's see if you can distinguish the four different frog calls. Wood frogs. Spring peepers. Green frogs. And bullfrogs. As you walk to the next stop, listen for any frogs that might be calling today. If you are using the railing as a guide and cross the boardwalk to be closer to the water, please go back to the railing on the left side of the boardwalk and continue to stop 3. The marked railing remains on the left side of the boardwalk for stop 3.